What's up, After Buzzers? You are watching Masters of Sex Season 4, Episode 2, Inventory. Stay tuned as we break down the episode.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. No
vacation. Oh, we gotta get the good chorus, of right? Course, so. Come on.
It's going, it's going, it's going.
Bag of reviews, always coming.
There we go. What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Masters of Sex After Show. I'm your lead host, Olivia Gabri, and you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at @TheReal_O_G. And I am joined by...
Hi, I'm Ryan Graham. You can follow me on Twitter at Ryan with 2 N's Graham, and on Twitter at Instagram.
Hello, hello, guys. Dominique Price. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Dominique_ESQ.
Yes, this song is so appropriate for our show tonight, you guys. But we could just start off from the beginning. So we start off with Bill. He wakes up from his dream. Really in your dreams, Bill, right? He wakes up, his dream is Virginia just calling him and luring him to bed.
It's rotating bed.
That Hugh Hefner bed.
Yeah.
Until he was rudely interrupted by his poor, neglected son, John.
Johnny, just...
What are you guys thinking?
So many thoughts. Bill is like, I feel like he's slowly starting to learn that his shit really does stink.
Yeah.
And he's not this amazing person that he thinks he is. And I feel like this entire episode is just in awe of that. Like, his son is basically like, I want nothing to do with you. Mm-hmm. We voted as children. Even the baby doesn't want anything to do with you.
See?
Deuces.
Literally a wake-up call,
yeah,
right?
Seriously.
Was it, though? I feel like Bill is just so self-absorbed. Later in the episode, we do see him kind of come back and be like, oh, mm-hmm. I realize what I'm doing. But I feel like Bill is one of those people who never learns. I feel like it doesn't matter what will happen. He always is going to go back to being selfish and self-centered. But... at the same time, I couldn't help but at least feel a little bad for him. For your son, your firstborn son, to be like, I want nothing to do with you.
He has been so mean to those kids.
I know.
I mean, even look at the end of last season where they were at the cabin and, you know, the little boy really wanted to interact with him and he was so dismissive and, you know, he's never really spent time with his kids we've seen. And I think that has a lot to do with, you know, the relationship that he's had with his mother and his father being abusive. And so I don't think he knows how to be a good parent. And so you see him in the beginning of this episode trying to tell his son, well, no, I want to know what, you know, is good for you guys so you guys can come over. And his kids are like, you've never had an interest in our life. Why now? And so I think this is going to be a wake up call for him. Like, I'm really going to follow my dad's, you know, pattern, at least, you know, the level of, you know, participation in their lives if I don't make a change. So it'll be interesting to see if he takes a more active role in their kid's life.
It would be terrible to continue that cycle because he is definitely following what his dad did to him. And well, not in an abusive way, but at least emotionally abusive. And so that would be sad for that to kind of continue on for generations to come. So that it will be nice for him to take a look at his actions and really try to be there and be a bad dad.
But on a lighter note, he is going to AA.
You'd think that he, since he had such, you know, an awful morning or whatever, his attitude would be a little more open to change. But he gets AA and he's still judging the crap out of everybody there. With such an attitude, I'm so much better than everyone else. Whatever.
Which is so interesting because it's like, who does he think he is to be better than? Literally last episode, he saw himself in the mirror as a homeless person. So, how dare you look at these other men and think, oh, I'm so above it. And he hasn't shared yet, has he? I don't think he's gotten
up. No, he hasn't shared and he hasn't really come to terms that he needs AA.
Right.
And so he feels like he's doing them a service by being there.
Right. And so we definitely saw that with his conversation with Louise. He said, well, if you want a success story, here I am. And who in their right mind would consider that a success story?
What in his life so far has been successful?
Right. And well, she kind of gave it to him. She's like, oh, your ex-wife?
Right.
Your
mistress?
She's like, so what exactly is it that makes you so above everybody else? And he's just still not getting it, apparently.
It's his own narcissism. His narcissistic mentality tells him he's great, because he can look at things that he's done or had, but he doesn't realize that most of those things have failed or fallen apart. Like, how many hospitals has he been kicked out of now? Like,
exactly.
Like, his practice is, like, struggling. Like, it's so much, like,
I love that. I've just been loving what they've been naming the episodes this season already. Mm-hmm. I love that this week's episode is named Inventory, which is great because it's definitely one of the steps for AA, which is great if you're out there, you know, follow your steps. Mm-hmm. But also because you see in this episode, you know, he's having the moment with his children. You know, he's trying to figure out what's going on in his business. We see him talk to Libby a little bit later. And so this really is him taking stock and like mm-hmm. everything that's going on around him. And I hope that, you know, come episode 3, he figures owns it out.
Right.
That is true.
I doubt it, but we'll get to that later.
But there were glimpses of him owning up to what he has done. There are a couple conversations he's had with Libby, which she even says, I hope this doesn't become a recurring problem.
Like, let's get to that in a second. Yeah.
But yeah, I think that he has kind of started to take some baby steps into being like, okay, maybe I'm not so great.
Right.
Well, in addition to the baby steps, Bill continues to take more L's later in the episode. He goes to visit Libby, right? Oh, yeah. And just gets the door slammed in his face more than once in one conversation. I'm like, this poor guy. And so he somehow still gets in the house.
I still was trying to figure that out because I felt like he left after that, but then I looked back and he's in the house. Libby, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, maybe she wants, I mean, because what she ends up doing.
You guys, can we just have like Libby's.
She is such a boss sitting there. She's just so silent, smoking a cigarette. And Bill is just going off. And can I just have a little side note for you guys? He's preaching about how he's, I'm going to AA, pours a drink.
Right.
And you see how she kind of gives him the side eye, like, how is that working for you, Bill?
Good, yeah.
Like, so much shade in, like, what she says.
You see her response brewing inside of her.
Oh, yeah. Like, she's been wanting to get this off her chest. And so I just have to say, last week I was very like, no Team Libby, not going to happen. So but what it. She serves up to Bill, I was like, yes, girl, yes.
No remorse. None.
I mean, okay, so let's set the stage, you guys. You know, Bill comes in and he's like, you know, I'm pouring a drink. AA is going great for me.
Great.
He says it. He's like, AA is going great.
Let's take a shot.
His drink, you know, and he finally decides that he is, you know, all this, you know, sorrows for Libby.
Right.
And Libby takes a puff of that cigarette.
And she's going
in. She says, well, Bill.
Well.
That's exactly what she said. She said, well.
You thought
what?
Good for her. No, seriously.
I mean, it's good that everyone is airing out their dirty laundry. At least these two are like owning up to what they do. And I love that Libby is becoming her own person. Mm-hmm. She's like, you know what? You're right. I don't need you. I don't need this perfect image of a family. I can find who I am and do my own thing. And Bill, you aren't the only one out there getting it in, basically. And I love that. I love that she is. At least these past two episodes, she has definitely taken strides into being like, you know what, I don't need anybody. I can be on my own and be strong. And I love that. I agree.
I think this conversation has been way overdue.
Yes.
Because for Bill to not...
Is he really
that naive for him to seriously think that he, you know, just had the upper hand in this relationship the whole entire time? And from the point when he said that he wanted a divorce and... he didn't realize that Libby knew what was going on with him in Virginia. That just said it all right there. That's like, you've got to be kidding me. You really do live in your own world if you can't even see all of this happening around you.
It's interesting, though, because I do feel like as much as this scene was all about, like, Team Libby, this is probably the first time I've ever seen Bill really be very sincere and genuine to Libby. So it was one of those things where it's like I wanted to applaud him for really being vulnerable to her. But it was like as soon as he was able to kind of like open himself up to Libby and kind of just like be honest, he like I feel like she just set him back like 10 steps in this process.
Right. And it almost sucks because it's like, Bill probably won't be able to come back from this. Like, he finally made that step to be vulnerable. And after that, it's like, he's going to go back to his old ways, because why would he change? He finally tried to, like, take strides and listen to what Louise was telling him, his AA sponsor. And then it's like, all right.
I'm never taking your advice again.
And he was like applying the AA steps to his life in other ways. You could see he was making an effort.
But I can't blame Libby, because it's too little too late.
I mean, like,
after someone's doing XYZ to you, you get to the point where you're like, no.
She didn't just say, oh yeah, you're not the only person who had affairs. She said, I have sex here and I have sex there and on that floor. Like, she painted a picture.
She's hurt. What do you
Bill had
do?
Nightmares.
No, he did. He was, like, later when he was talking to Louise about it, and that was the first time I feel like he was actually upset about something. Because I feel like he's so almost robotic.
Well, he was crying. Have we ever seen him cry before?
Yes.
He finally cried in this episode.
I don't know if I've seen him. I mean, I guess
he gives you, like, a shimmer of tears when he thought that Virginia was, first time Virginia was going to leave him.
Okay.
Because there's been so many times.
But this is the first time he's cried because of Libby.
So
he's in his apartment, the one that Louise let him use.
Right.
Which, another side note, he's a doctor, but he can't afford new clothes or a place to stay.
He's
so
successful,
weird.
Though.
He's
so successful.
Was screaming to me was
cheap.
Because later in the episode we hear about how, you know, Betty has never gotten a raise.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering if, you know, he's just a cheapskate.
But I also feel like maybe the practice is not doing as well.
The practice hasn't been doing well since it started.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, like, I don't think it's cheap. I think legitimately he doesn't have the money.
Well, yeah, and Libby probably took him for all he had.
Oh, yeah, she's got the house. She's got everything.
She's going for blood. She was definitely going for blood.
Yeah.
So he's in his new house. Well, his temporary borrowed house.
Temporary.
And so that conversation that he had with Louise really, it kind of, like, wraps up we actually see how he's feeling. So I wrote down this quote. He said, imagine the one person you thought that you like never had to question has been lying to you for years, and there's not, you can't even be mad about it.
And I'm like, yeah, imagine that.
Yeah, I was like, look in the mirror and say that again.
Yeah, I'm like, you're right, imagine that, because that's literally Libby's life. So I feel like I really do want to feel bad
for
Bill. I want to feel bad for him, but yeah, right, it's like made it so hard to feel bad for him.
In that same sentiments after, because I really did pay attention to that scene when he was talking to her as well, and he flipped it on himself. He said, he was like, but at the end of the day, he was like, I've probably hurt her for every one time she's hurt me 100 times more. And that's true. Like, you 100%. Can't be mad at her.
Because you've done it worse.
He's finally, you know, recognizing everything that he did. And he says, he's like, I can't even be mad. I broke her heart. And she gave him millions of chances. She was willing to overlook his affair and everything. And he was just so wrapped up in his own world and in his own problems that he didn't even have the time to recognize that his wife was having all these affairs, that his children were, like, being neglected.
Care?
And, like, no, he didn't, because he was so focused on Virginia. He was so focused on his study and, you know, I see that he's very passionate about it, but at the same time, you have to have a balance, and unfortunately, he didn't, and he lost his family with that.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that I did really, I thought was very interesting is I feel like we now see both, you know, Libby and Bill being extremely open and honest with each other, and it kind of just begs to think, like, what could have happened between the two of them if they could have been honest with each other 10 years ago.
Right.
Yeah. You know, like, I think that they had something really amazing at the beginning, and I would like to see them maybe try and, like, rekindle something.
And then, like, towards the end of the episode, they end up having another conversation.
Yeah,
and you do see that brief moment of, like, because it was after Libby had her, like, her moment. And so you do see this moment where it's like, okay, maybe they are coming to terms with, like, this was bad, but there's something that there was a little spark there that could have let, I mean, it sounded like it was over, but you never know. They left on at least cordial terms.
Yeah.
And I just, the one comment that she made that kind of, like, it stuck out to me when she goes, he was like, oh, well, you're not dead. She goes, no, just 40. And, like, in that, you just hear her disappointment with, like, it's like my life. I hate that she's gotten to this point in her life where she's like,
right,
yeah, I've wasted my youth or my prime years
and not being honest.
Yeah. And it's like, so 40. And I'm like, so I don't know, it just makes me think, like, as a person, like, oh my gosh, don't use your life. Don't waste your youth.
That's the PSA for the day. Be honest.
Be honest.
Yes. Well, I think that's, like, a huge theme within this entire show. But
Can we talk about Virginia?
Yeah, for sure. This is like the next. Virginia's life is just falling apart before her eyes.
I think it's interesting because the first episode we saw Bill's life be in shambles, or like the result of his life being in shambles. And I feel like now we are seeing the same thing happen to Virginia. Well, her life is falling apart.
I feel like the difference is that Bill's life had already fallen apart, right. And he's in the process of trying to rebuild. Whereas I feel like Virginia is trying to like bomb hers. Like, yeah, like she's just like
she's not even doing
she's not she's even trying.
Like, what are you doing?
I mean you start with, you know, her being in the kitchen with her daughter, and her daughter's like, this is not working, it hasn't been so for sad. A while, so I'm gonna leave and I'm gonna go live with my dad, like, deuces. And she's just like,
I mean, like, it's as if she takes it as a, not a joke, but as if, like, this isn't serious.
Yeah, she's like, really come on, Tessa.
Yeah, like, and it's like she's not like even
she brushes her off, and I feel like we've been watching, you know, this mother-daughter relationship for some time where she's really tried to, like, you know, reach out to her mother, and, like, Virginia hasn't tried, like, at all to really be there for this girl.
And this has come up multiple times within the past seasons of her being like a neglectful mother. Like, her kids are telling her, like, you're not a good mom, you're not even paying attention to us. And it doesn't even seem like she had been making an effort to change that at all. She had a new baby. Yeah, well, to start over. What? You know, how's that going for you?
I feel like she made such a big deal to Bill about her deciding to let her kids go live with their dad the first time. Yeah. And how she wished she would have never done that, and she wished she could have been more of a mother. And now you have this opportunity where your daughter has moved back in with you, and you still don't, you know, prove that you are anything type of wanting to be a mom.
Yeah.
And then I think it hit home when Tessa was saying, oh, yeah, Libby helped out with the baby.
Oh,
and I was,
yeah.
I think
like,
that.
She was nice. So salty.
Yeah. Like, I think that really made it go, like, oh, okay. But I mean, that's full circle. That's like karma's coming like, back to get you. That's what you get. Like,
and another moment in this scene, the bomb was finally dropped, we found out what happened to Dan.
Poor Dan.
Bum, bum, bum.
They were never married.
But, and then the thing is that Virginia is trying so hard to cover this up. Like, so hard.
I really don't understand why.
Well, yeah, she explained it to Tessa. She was like, it's very important to me that we keep this secret because... I wrote it down in my other notes, but she pretty much said it keeps things professional for her business.
Right, but I guess I feel like to go through, like, she ordered flowers for herself. I feel like there are ways to be like, yeah, we're happy. But
at
like,
the end of the day, it's for Bill. If anything else, it's not necessarily to keep Bill away from her. She's just putting up a front to make it look like she's, you know, sorry, your life's falling apart, but mine's just great. Let me just like count my roses over here. You know what I mean? I don't know, whatever. So, poor Tessa, which was kind of... That was kind of weird that Dan called her, huh? And was just like,
yeah,
oh,
what's that about? Like,
just was weird.
Yeah, part of me feels like... Although Dan is gone, I feel like he's not. I feel like
he'll definitely come back.
Well, I mean, he still has invested in the company, so I'm sure he has some stake in it.
I understand why she's lying, but I feel like the length she's going to make it seem happy is not worth it. She's becoming Libby.
Right.
In a sense, she's becoming Libby.
Did the roses happen before or after she met Bill's new hire?
After. Yes, because she had already been interviewing
Nancy. So maybe that kind of pushed her over the edge, and that's what caused her to send the roses to herself. I'm not sure, but so she gets.
I don't remember when they came.
Yeah, I don't really.
Because remember, as soon as Virginia comes back to the office, she is met by Betty, who's
right,
like, oh,
it
you
was
need to
right
meet
away.
And so that was right away. And then later, Bill comes in.
Oh, because
that's the same
scene where Betty asked for a raise.
Right.
Okay.
So that's it. So that all happened after they met Nancy. Nancy is the new, one of the new hires. There are two new hires.
Right. Are we to the new hires? Are we still on Virginia? Because there's a lot more to talk about Virginia.
Too, yeah. I think we should,
What do you guys want to talk
about? I'm just so... There's so much that was... There was so much literally that happened in this episode that I was just like...
I know. I don't even know how to like organize it.
So the way I organized it was like apology, Virginia ODs, new hires, because I think that there's going to be lots of predictions with mm-hmm. that. Interesting. So we'll stick on, you want to stay on Virginia for a second?
Yeah, well, I just want to bring up first because, well, he brings in this new hire, Dr. Laveau, right? Mm-hmm. And Virginia was just extremely jealous right off the bat, right? She's so rude, giving this doctor such a hard time. And that gave her the okay to kind of move forward in her own way and pursue her own partner as well, right? Mm-hmm. So this Dr. Laveau is pretty much the new Virginia, yeah? She's pretty, she's extremely smart, and she's extremely qualified.
And actually a doctor. I think that's what really got her.
And Virginia's trying to belittle her and trying to pretty much, like, embarrass her. And this girl just kind of schools her and drops all types of knowledge on her, right? And she's like, I don't, you know, she kind of has to back off a little because this woman's actually a doctor. Right. What are you going to say? So she takes matters into her own hands and tries to pursue her own new hire and her own new partner, which brings us to the scene with a therapist in the restaurant where Virginia just, I think she takes it way too far at this point.
Yeah, so if we recall, this is the same therapist that she, you know, lied to and seen a few seasons ago and pretended that, you know, she was a patient when she was really getting the information for somebody else. So she's already crossed, like,
Several lines.
You know, the therapist ends up finding out and he basically calls her to the mat and was like, okay, look, I know this isn't for you. And then, you know, she randomly meets him when she's waiting for, like, a date or something at the bar.
He's waiting for a blind date.
So she pretty much, like, bulldozes that. And, you know, she basically offers him the job to come and work. And he's just like, no.
Right.
You know, yeah. So then, rightfully so. So then, you know, that scene kind of breaks. And then the new hire, who I think is going to be super, super dope. I love her already.
Yeah.
Just because she was such a, like, feisty little something. Mm-hmm. She basically lets Virginia know, like, hey, I have a friend who is a therapist, and I think he would be, like, really, really great. The therapist comes in, and he just seems like he would be such a good fit for the practice. He's been following their work. He's read the book several times, and he's actually, like, practiced in
psychology,
but strategically, like, with, like, marriages and sex. And so seems like he would just be, like, an ideal fit, and she just shuts it down.
She's so, like,
but I think it was, that came back to the Nancy thing, I think, or to Dr. Her first name's Nancy, either way.
Yeah.
I think it comes back to her because it's still a threat. It's like, you are bringing in your person. It's not me and my person.
Well, I think it was two things. I think it was the fact that, you know, he was referred by the other doctor, but I think it was also because she kind of, like, jabbed at him for the fact that he didn't have his PhD, which, dude, you barely have an AA.
Right. Yeah,
like she never even finished school.
I think it's weird that she's coming back with people like that, because I feel like that was something that was brought up towards her in the beginning. I think Bill used to knock her for not having her credentials.
That's the thing. I feel like the way she's starting to interact with people is very Bill-esque. Where we see Bill trying to become a little bit more compassionate, she's becoming very kind of, like, vindictive and malicious.
Yeah.
I feel like what she moves forward to do in this next scene is, I feel like, very Bill behavior.
And before we even go there, do you think, because the therapist that she was meeting was looking for a blind date, and she already kind of knew and goes, where is it? Do you think she set it up? Because I think she set it up. Because he didn't know what she looked like.
I definitely think she did. How else would she know that he was there? That's such a coincidence.
Like, she literally goes, how late is she? 15 minutes? She could still show up.
Mm-hmm.
I think she set it up.
That's interesting.
I 100% think that, I think it was Virginia's fault.
She 100% set it up. And she is just ruthless, apparently. So she bumps into Dr. Madden again, bumps into him again, right?
Let's use the quote.
And this time she has no remorse. She doesn't care. She's going in on him. And he says to her, I mean, his whole reasoning before was, I don't want to be involved with the patient. I'm not even supposed to acknowledge you in public by law, and now, like, we're trying to become partners. This just isn't working. And she keeps pushing him and pushing him and pushing him. And he finally says to her, you disregard all boundaries. And he kind of just throws everything back in her face, right? He's like, everything that she's ever said to him, he just throws right back at her, like, you had an affair, you slept with this person, you slept with this person. Like, how are you going to come at me and tell me all this when you have all these problems in your life? And she uses, well, I didn't know where she was going with this at first. She was like, you know something? and that's why I think you're the perfect hire. And I was like, you're really going to let him get away with all of that right now?
But then you know why. Because
she's no just kidding. Trying to seduce him. But... As everyone, she seduces everyone.
Yeah, she has a... And it's funny because he brings up, this is your pattern. You do this. And he talks about her patterns, and she is 100% following her pattern of using sex to get what she wants.
And he just immerses himself in that pattern.
And did you guys, I thought it was interesting that this conversation was happening at the same time. They kept cutting back and forth between her conversation with the therapist and Bill and Dr. How do you say your last name?
LeBeau.
They were cutting back and forth between that, and I just thought it was so interesting to see how that conversation was happening while Dr. LaRoe's conversation was happening, because I feel like, and this predictions is coming up, but I feel like Dr. LaRoe has something that she's trying to get at. I feel like Virginia was trying to get information out of the therapist, and I feel like Dr. LaRoe was trying to find something out about the real relationship between Bill and Virginia.
I do agree with you on that, and I'll wait until the end. Please don't let me forget, because I'm afraid I'm going to forget.
But we can go back into Virginia and the therapist.
I thought it was really interesting that, you know, at the end of, you know, the scene with them still being at the restaurant, he just says, like, you legit have, like, no ethical boundaries.
Right.
And, you know, then it screens to, you know, him trying to, like,
ironically
get his life together and his wife beater and boxer.
Right.
And he's blaming it all on the alcohol.
Always
it's like, okay,
the alcohol.
Buddy, we know.
Rationalization. That was his. He said, you had a pattern. And she then turns it back on him.
Right.
And what I thought was so interesting about this scene was that she was in front of a mirror, not looking in the mirror, but in front of the mirror trying to explain what he was doing wrong. And I'm like, Virginia, I'm like, legitimately, you are next to a mirror. I think that's important. Like, I feel like that's small symbolism. I'm like, all right, Virginia, like.
Interestingly enough, I feel like she slept with him to prove the point that, you know, people do go over their boundaries and there's really nothing wrong with it, is what I felt like she was trying to prove to him.
Yes.
I feel like she was doing it just to make herself feel better that it's okay to cross boundaries. Like, it happens sometimes.
Right.
But I guess ultimately I was confused by why it happened. Like, I get that you're trying to prove a point, but then you don't hire him. You literally reject him at that point.
I was thinking she was going to use it as blackmail and be like, well, now you have to work with me because she's like, you know, they're going to find out that you broke ethics and did all this and blah, blah, blah. But she just let it go, which was so weird.
I honestly think she did it just to prove the point that people cross boundaries on a regular basis and it's okay when it's them in the situation, but they judge others.
Okay. I mean, do you think, I guess I personally am like, is that even worth it? I don't.
For her, I think it is. I think she's at a moment right now where she feels like she's crossed so many boundaries that I feel like she's pulling for straws. She's trying to figure out.
There's no turning
like,
back.
Yeah, she's just trying to make it okay. She's looking for the one person to tell her yes when so many other people have already told her no.
No, yeah. Right. I mean, that makes sense. It just took me for a loop. I was like, for you to do that and then not hire him just felt. But I mean, what you're saying makes sense.
No, it just seemed like a moment of validation. Like,
it felt like a new low for me, for her. Like,
beyond low.
That's rock bottom, girl.
Like, right?
It really made me go, like, I do
your
not
face,
want.
Your face, you're like,
yeah, I really was like, I don't like Virginia.
She had already been, like, kind of crossing the line with the whole, like, horrible parent thing. Like, she takes it to another level than what Bill does.
She's
personally.
So petty. She's sending herself roses.
She is
She's like, sleeping with this.
Can we get, like, petty queen of the week?
She is the queen of the week. Like, oh my gosh. 100%.
Yeah,
like,
she gets the crown.
So, parallel to this moment, we keep going back and forth to Bill's conversation with his new assistant, Dr. LaRoe. And I didn't see a reason for him to have to do this full disclosure, like, paperwork type thing. What do you think his reasoning was? His real reasoning for needing to get her whole sexual history.
I feel like she is the new Virginia in every sense of the term. Like,
I don't think it was really on a sexual level. this time I really did believe what Bill was saying. I don't know. I really did believe that he was just saying, like, I want to do this different this time. Uh-huh. Like, you know, the last time when I started this with Virginia, I had horrible motives from the moment I asked her to do this study with me. Mm-hmm. But with you, I want, like, a clean slate. And I think the only way to do that is to just put it all out there raw
but
and move forward.
A clean slate being, how'd you lose your virginity?
No. I see what you're saying. Like he's doing it differently in the sense that, like, he doesn't want there
there's
to be
no
any
mystery.
False pretense. Okay. Like, it's everything's out there.
Oh,
we know.
Okay. No mystery. Right.
Let's be real. Out. Like, when we meet somebody that we're interested in, there's usually some kind of, like, stigma or mystery that kind of draws you to that person in the beginning.
Right.
But if you know everything and you know the worst, it's like,
you're like,
I'm over it.
Yeah. Like, that's
So they have just, like, a full disclosure conversation. Everything's out on the table. They're being so, like, brutally honest. It was so weird.
I agree that maybe he was just being like, I want to start over, but there was some type of sexual tension there.
Oh, how could there not be?
There was something about that conversation that just felt off. It felt like there was something more, and I don't know if it was Bill trying to be sexual with her, or if it was her trying to coerce information out of him. And part of me leans towards that she is on the offense and that she is trying to get something out of him.
Right. I'm getting the vibe that Dr. Laveau is no fool.
No.
She cuts right to the chase at the end. She's like, so, you know, while we're being honest here, I heard some rumors.
Right.
And what's the deal with you and Virginia?
Right. And that's what I'm saying. I feel like there's something there.
What did you guys think would happen right then and there?
I knew he was going to lie.
Yeah.
He's not going to admit that. No. 100%. Because I feel like at this point, why would he? He's lied about
But to me, I feel like it's a mistake to lie about it.
Right, because this was his chance.
It's gonna bite him in the ass because I feel like, well, we haven't gotten to this point, but spoiler alert, Libby is going to go work at the lawyer's office, which is like literally on the other side.
Yeah.
She can bump into Libby at any point, and Libby, I don't think, is going to ever hold back a punch as far as like why her marriage actually
broke
up.
Libby gives zero.
So I'm just
So 100%.
So I just don't feel like it's going to be a good move for him
to
have lied.
Now that you bring up your point about him starting clean and being completely honest, it is interesting that they did just have this long string of honesty, and then that one lie.
That one thing.
Right, it just ruined the whole entire moment.
Yeah.
But I think what's going to save him is that I don't think that she was all the way honest about her past either.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what their common ground is going to be, that there's just this one area of your life that you just don't ever want to completely divulge.
Well, which we know that she's lying, or at least lying by default, like by omission, because she failed to mention that Art was her boyfriend, husband. We don't know what their actual relationship is official, but we know that they are together.
Well, we know.
Virginia's new hire.
Right. So we know that she admits that she's had an affair, and that I felt like she was still married, but had an affair.
Yeah.
And he asked her, like, do you know if your husband has had an affair? And I didn't.
And she said, yes, I do.
She thought so.
And I'm like, I guess, do we? And I mean, does that mean now? I guess, are we going into predictions? Because I guess we can't talk about them without being predictive, because we just met these people. So, Art and Nancy and Dr.
Yeah. Before we get into predictions.
Well, it's not necessarily prediction. It's just I feel like I missed something in that whole train of
conversation.
Of trying to understand what their relationship status was.
I guess because at this point he could be who she's cheating with.
That's what it looked like.
And that would explain why she snuck him in.
Right. And so that's why I felt like she asked at the end when she says, so, you know, what's up with you and Virginia? Because I felt like she wanted to be honest with him and say, well, look, I work with
my mistress.
Their lives are like married.
Right. Okay. And so I felt like she wanted to have that, like, okay, this is where our common, you know.
She wanted to have a moment of solidarity.
And so I felt like when he wasn't honest, she felt like she shouldn't be honest either.
Exactly.
Oh. Interesting. So she could be married to someone.
Well,
other
she did. She
know.
Gave him the opportunity to come clean, and he chose not to. So she could have chose not to as well.
So maybe you're right. Maybe she wasn't asking in like I'm trying to get information on you. She was asking for her own sake, like asking for a friend.
Yeah.
See, that would be like the positive. Like we're giving her some credit. You know.
Okay.
But that would I really do want to get into what we think is going to happen with them. But before we get there, we have to mention Virginia and Libby's conversation.
Yeah. Wow. I just thought it was interesting to see them be so cordial. Like, not that I expected, like, a brawl or anything, but I just felt like it was a very friendly conversation.
Well, I knew it was going to be friendly. I mean, they sat in a bed and talked about, you know, Virginia making sure she doesn't make Bill leave Libby.
I guess I was just thinking, like, post going off on Bill, part of me felt like, okay, maybe it's time for her to go. Mm-hmm. Because even if you had, I know that they have an agreement or had an agreement, but I feel like there still had to be something in you that was upset. I feel like there would be something upsetting about knowing that your husband or wife is sleeping with someone else. So I feel like even if she held it back, maybe now she would unleash it. But obviously she didn't have those feelings or didn't let those feelings out. So I just thought that was interesting.
Well, I mean, I guess because she knew about the affair the entire time, there is nothing really more for her to say. I mean, she knew and she chose her reaction right then and there to just kind of let it slide.
Right.
I guess I'll get, so if you guys, if you knew your husband's mistress and then found, like, found them at a diner, regardless of if you, and you knew about it, would you guys just talk?
First of all, Dominique would never have gotten to that point. Like, that's gonna go
that,
ahead.
That
would
have been over from the beginning.
Just, no, I wouldn't have gotten to that point.
So none of that. There would be none
especially
of these
steps. If it was someone that you were friends with and was a large part of your life and this is going on. It's not like this was some random chick that didn't really owe you anything. Nope. Like, this woman was around your kids. She went
on
vacation with you.
Together. Yeah. That is true. Okay, but I'm saying, I feel like that would hurt me worse, is that, I mean, I guess she knew the entire time, so I guess it's different, but...
Nope.
I
would have dead at that season one.
Yeah.
Episode 8.
But, you know, I think the both of them are so desperate for just comfort and just for someone to understand them and be friends with them that they can only really confide in each other. They both have this situation, these similarities in their lives.
Yeah.
And they're their only outlet.
It's interesting because I feel like, you know, last week we kind of talked about the era that the show was in. And I think they're showing two really, you know, prominent women's stories in, you know, this time frame. You have Libby who feels like she doesn't have worth outside of being married to a man. And you have Virginia who feels like she can't, you know, get ahead in her career without, you know, the leverage of a man. And so I think they sit there kind of looking at each other like, we both thought we needed Bill, but at the end of the day, we didn't have Bill's consent to anything that we had agreed to.
That's true. Because that was something that they literally said.
Yeah,
so like,
that's the one
thing
they can agree on.
The one
thing
we didn't think about was the one person who could screw all this up, and he did.
Right.
So you're right. I think that is a very interesting thing, especially considering the time that it is, because it's unfortunately at the time you needed a man. And it's like they're commiserating together in that, like, guess we do need him.
Right.
Like, which sucks because you need such a terrible person.
I know. I feel bad, but what are you going to do?
I guess keep screwing Bill.
Just ride that way.
Go find Paul.
Yeah, go find Paul.
Go find Paul.
Poor Libby.
She did. She was like, I should have left.
Right?
Should have. He wanted to take care of the kids, too.
Yeah, it's like, how you like them apples? All right, are you guys ready for predictions?
I think we are ready.
I'm ready.
Put the light.
Predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV
predictions.
I just think that's
awesome.
What?
Like the lights.
Oh, the lights.
This
I
makes
know.
Me think of an earthquake. I don't. This is what I imagine.
It's like
happens.
An alien invasion or something. Okay, I seriously wrote down like the biggest. I've been waiting to like spit this out the whole entire episode, but I want to hear your predictions first.
I guess mine. Now I feel like after we've talked about it, I feel like my predictions are definitely wrong. But I felt like I don't know, Dr. Laveau. I was like, you were trying to get something out of Bill. Mm-hmm. That conversation felt too tense to just be like, oh, we're laying everything out. And now that we've talked about it, I'm like, oh, okay, I can totally see it being her having an affair with Art, and that's why she wanted him to get hired, and that's why they want to be together. And maybe wouldn't it be funny if they like come full circle and they're like, let's participate in a study together, like,
oh,
they're legitimately marrying Bill and Virginia.
I mean,
that'll be my prediction.
Who knows?
Because now I feel like, oh, she's not sinister, she's just trying to have her lover on the side and she can't have him. I want to know who her husband is.
Me
really,
too.
Maybe we'll find out.
I mean, I'm
we
sure
have
we have to.
He'll come into the office.
Do you think it's someone we already know? I feel like her husband's someone we know.
Who could it be? I mean,
I don't know.
What's his face is
It's not Dan, but what if it's Dan?
Oh my gosh, and Matt. Oh no, we already met.
I was like, yeah. Like that sounds like every guy that we can think of has been like a lover of Virginia's.
Yeah, like,
everything comes back.
Imagine if the husband comes in and Virginia's like, sorry, Vegas,
I'm curious to see how Betty and Helen's baby turn out. I think that'll be interesting. They kind of mentioned that today.
I feel like this is such an unnecessary storyline.
Yeah. I love Betty, though.
I love Betty, but I just don't know why we're still talking about this random relationship that we never really see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's like, why? Maybe it's a build-up to something else that we'll see later. I don't know. I can't figure it out.
Yeah.
But of course, it's like, okay, so, you know, we have this whole thing with Art coming in, and I just felt like he knew way too much about the study.
Hmm.
Like, I know you should be overly prepared when you go into a job interview, so I gave him his kudos for that. But he just, I mean, he knew down to, like, a joke that she told at a conference. It just seemed a little too, like, yeah.
He was kissing butt.
Of course, so then my, like, legal hat pops up, and I'm like, what type of agreement does Dr. LeBeau have to join this practice? Like, what stake does she have in the study? Because my thought is, you now are being brought on, your boy toy is now being brought on. Are you guys trying to, like, steal the study from underneath them? So that's my prediction. Mm-hmm. My prediction is that a major heist is on the move.
Right.
You're right, because he didn't know a wee bit too much. It's like you've studied it, but
right.
Like,
but you really studied it.
Yeah, I could see that.
And you see, they have, like, Virginia and Bill are they're on two separate pages right now. They're not working as one.
They're not working as a team.
Self-centered that I don't even think they...
A heist could go on and they wouldn't know.
They wouldn't even know until it happens. Like, you're right. They would not know.
That's a great prediction. I didn't even think of that.
I'm going to be right. I feel it.
Well, one thing that I meant to bring up earlier, but this is a part of my prediction. So, we forgot to mention that the whole office is bugged now.
Oh, yeah. Remember, Virginia demanded that Lester bug the office because she was like, we wouldn't be in this legal trouble had we have bugged it because of, like, they were... Does that make sense? You remember?
Yeah.
He was pulling 007
under the I think
that
tables. Virginia has, like, another motive to...
Bugging it.
Because I think she took it way too far. It's not necessary to bug a whole office. Why would you do that? Can you do that anywhere? Like, I don't... And especially for that time, that's so weird.
The technology is that.
I don't know. But what I'm thinking is, I mean, so now this whole office is bugged, and Dr. LeBeau and Dr. What was his name? Dr. Driesen.
Mm-hmm.
They don't realize that...
They're going to be recorded.
Every single conversation they have is going to be recorded.
Well, maybe that's how Virginia finds out about my heist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I think you're right in that Virginia... Virginia is not listening for them. I think Virginia is listening for Bill.
She's totally listening for Bill. Because in her brain, she thinks that this new woman is going to... Yeah, exactly. So she's looking out for Bill and the other one, when in reality, these two are... Any conversation that they have is going to be recorded, whether it's about their relationship with each other, whether it's about their plan to take this whole entire...
Their study over.
So they're doomed either way. I mean, good luck.
No, but you know what? Betty's pretty smart. And I feel like, of course, Betty, I feel like, is always a saving grace. She's going to be the one who, like, figures it out and says something. But they're not going to listen, because why would they listen to Betty? But I feel like she's going to be the one to be like, something's not right here.
Yeah.
And they're going to try to ignore her.
And, you know, maybe she would even hold out on them, because she's saying, why doesn't anyone appreciate me? Why doesn't anybody acknowledge me? And I think she's gonna hold the key to this whole situation. She's going to hold out on them and be like, too bad for you. I told you to listen to me.
And that is something Betty would do, because she's also petty.
Yeah.
Petty Betty.
Hashtag petty Betty.
There's so many petty stories.
There's petty queens all up in this episode. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. All right. Do you guys want to add anything else to this wrap up before we...
What are we looking forward to next week?
I honestly want to see where Art and Nancy, Dr. LeBeau and Dr. How do you say Art's last name?
Dreesen.
Dr. Dreesen and
Nancy
Dr.
and Art.
Yeah, Nancy and Art.
That's what I can't. Their last names are too much. Their names are
very, very aggressive. I want to see what their official relationship is. Because I do think that they're going to end up being the affair. But they could be together. It's possible that they're officially together. But I'm interested to see what their relationship is.
Me as well. For you? Yeah.
Ditto.
Also, I want Libby to have another lover. I hope that she goes back to that woman's group.
Oh yes, I hope
I do want to see more from the woman's group, just because they seem funny. Like
that's such a Showtime thing. I think they're gonna totally have.
They're gonna totally do it.
They are. Libby's gonna do it. I think she.
I mean, maybe Libby will get with Virginia so that you know there can be.
Because everyone has to get with Virginia.
Virginia's gonna get with everybody. She'll probably make the first move. For God's sakes, I don't know.
Why not?
Right. Crazier things have happened.
Oh my goodness. All right, guys. I think that's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in, and don't forget to tune in next week. Next week, I'm not sure if we're at 11 or 10, but stay tuned. We'll be back. All right. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at @TheReal_O_G.
Awesome. You can follow me on Twitter at Ryan Graham and on Instagram at Instagram.
And if you want to, you can follow me too on Instagram and Twitter at DominiquePE_ESQ. Awesome.
Yes. All right, guys. Thank you. See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.